This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump traveled Tuesday to Kenosha, Wisconsin, where protests turned violent last week after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, 7 times in the back as officers tried to arrest him. The president toured parts of Kenosha that were damaged during the civil unrest that followed Blake's shooting. Speaking with law enforcement officials, he said, quote, "You have to be decisive and you have to be tough. And you have to be strong, and you have to be willing to bring people in." Later in a roundtable meeting with law enforcement officials, Mr. Trump said, and this is a quote, "We must give far greater support to our law enforcement." He added that, in his words, violent mobs demolished or damaged at least 25 businesses, burned down public buildings, and threw bricks at police officers. End quote. He said those were not the acts of peaceful protest, but of what he called domestic terror. He also said without evidence that the unrest ended soon after the White House announced he was traveling to Kenosha to visit. The governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, had urged the president to skip Tuesday's visit to Kenosha. He said Trump's presence would delay the work to overcome the divisions between people. Evers has ordered National Guard troops into Kenosha and accepted additional federal law enforcement assistance to quell the street violence since Blake was shot and left partially paralyzed. Speaking to reporters Tuesday before departing, Mr. Trump said he didn't know if he would speak to a member of Blake's family during the visit. The president declined on Monday to criticize the actions of Kyle Rittenhouse, a white teenage vigilante who was accused of fatally shooting 2 people and wounding a third during a street demonstration in Kenosha 2 nights after Blake's shooting. Rittenhouse, who claimed his goal was to protect local businesses, faces 5 felony charges, including first-degree intentional homicide. From Washington, this is VOA News. Taliban insurgents have staged a suicide car bombing and armed assault against a police base in eastern Afghanistan, killing at least 3 security officers and injuring several others. Tuesday's attack in the border province of Paktia came hours after U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien renewed Washington's call for Afghan warring parties to urgently begin peace talks. The early morning insurgent raid targeted a security compound in the provincial capital, Gardez, an area police spokesman told VOA. The spokesman said a suicide bomber detonated his explosives-filled vehicle at the entrance gate before 2 heavily armed men stormed the facility. Afghan forces swiftly engaged and killed the assailants after a brief gunfight. The Taliban took responsibility for plotting the attack, claiming it inflicted heavy casualties on Afghan security forces. On Monday, NSA advisor O'Brien spoke to Afghan President Ashraf Ghani about a U.S.-led push for peace talks with the insurgents to end the war. The NSA's office tweeted that O'Brien discussed the need for intra-Afghan talks to start without delay. He reiterated U.S. support for a sovereign, democratic, and unified Afghanistan that never again serves as a source of international terrorism. An Afghan presidential spokesman tweeted Tuesday that both sides emphasized the importance of a ceasefire for a durable peace. The United States is adjusting its Taiwan policy and declassifying cables on Taiwan arms sales as China ramps up pressures on Taipei. A senior State Department official said Monday the latest U.S. moves were not a policy shift, but a part of a set of significant adjustments within Washington's longstanding One China policy. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs David Stilwell on Monday told members of the Heritage Foundation, this is a quote, "The United States has long had a One China policy. This is distinct from Beijing's One China principle, under which the Chinese Communist Party asserts sovereignty over Taiwan. The United States takes no position on sovereignty over Taiwan." The family of a Rwandan man who has been internationally celebrated for his efforts to save ethnic Tutsis from the 1994 genocide in the country accused authorities Tuesday of kidnapping him 1 day after he was arrested on terrorism charges. The daughter of Paul Rusesabagina, who was arrested in Dubai, wrote on Facebook that her father, quote, "was kidnapped and taken by extraordinary rendition to Rwanda." Rusesabagina was depicted in the film Hotel Rwanda. He is accused now of terrorism, arson, kidnapping, and murder. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.